Pakistan has ordered mandatory polio vaccinations for anyone leaving the country's tribal northwest, where the virus is concentrated. The World Health Organization has imposed international travel restrictions on anyone leaving Pakistan without proof of vaccination as of June 1st. Nosherwan Khan, who owns a bus depot and belongs to the Pakistan Polio Plus Committee, says the WHO decision is a wake-up call.
They have to do something, like Pakistani government has to do something. So this travel ban has become a kind of a shock to all the Pakistanis, and it opened their eyes up, actually, very much.
Pakistan has the highest number of new polio cases in the world. But most people, like Sohail Qureshi, understand the importance of the vaccine.
Polio is an epidemic in Pakistan, spreading rapidly. Our health workers have worked hard. They've gone house to house with polio drops. Now they're providing the drops at bus stops.
Much of the country has been inoculated, leaving the virus concentrated in Pakistan's volatile tribal regions. The Taliban banned vaccination efforts there in 2012, meaning it remains out of health workers' reach. Nima Saeed Abid of the World Health Organization says until vaccinations resume, the problem will not end.
I mean, there should be a means by all parties in conflict or all parties who have influence in this area to sit actually and allow vaccination of these children, because really it's... I mean, to have so many children being crippled for lifelong disability due to a completely avoidable disease, I mean, health is impartial, and all stakeholders should understand that.
There is evidence that polio from Pakistan has reached as far as Egypt and Israel. Now everyone here, including adults, must be vaccinated as the global effort to wipe out the disease focuses on the last few places where polio is still spreading. Sharon Bain, VOA News, Rawalpindi.